No, no, we always do our normal intro.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fun intro.
We're just having a normal conversation, Joe. Now just butt in.
He didn't like where the conversation was going.
Oh,
how did he know?
Huh?
Did you?
Well, I could change it.
Yeah, no, that's right. Exactly right. That's why I pulled you out. Hey, new layout tonight. Dan, Jules, Dan.
Huh? Musical chairs.
Yeah.
I can't wait till I'm in this seat next week. I'm moving, Jules.
That's not happening. Well, the reason we changed up is because when Dan sat there, because he's bigger than both of us, he looked like Gigantor. And when Jules sat here, he looked like a gnome. So it was time to change it up. You feel all right in that seat?
Yeah, I just got to get used to the Jules Cassano dilemma.
Swing. You're right there.
Swing.
You're right there. You're better.
I'm happier.
You don't have to move.
I'm happier. Now I can just, you know, look at you in the eyes and have to move.
The less Jules has to do, the better.
Yeah, maybe you can concentrate on his wording.
Hey, to be honest with you, the last few weeks, I reckon I've been pretty good, boys.
Yeah, you've been all right.
Both of you have been struggling.
You've actually had
in that regard.
Yeah, that's true. Last week we did.
Last few weeks.
We had a fumble last week.
I think 2024 for me is going to be going well.
Do we want to get into that? It's good for Jules.
It could get further.
Yeah, he's getting married in Spain in fucking September, but that's all right.
That's our moment. We finally, as a generation, we can hang our hat on a genuine moment.
Honestly, we are a force because of the intensity that we play at is just next level.
We want to be here. We want to impact finals. And it's one thing, obviously, saying it, but we just lived it.
Welcome everyone for
I'm genuinely baffled.
It's only been 120 episodes.
Welcome everyone to episode 120 of the Almost Blues Brothers podcast, part of the Blue Broad Media Network and proudly powered by
Pyota Health and Performance.
It's not. Image, oh,
yeah. Just wanted to plug Image Online.
Did it last week, got another one.
Jules did it last week. Go on. Who is it?
Image Online.
Yeah, what do they do?
For all your jingles, voice recordings.
Podcasting as well.
Yeah, what else?
They have a studio.
Yeah. Live calling.
Yeah, live calling, answering. Yeah. They actually
divert calls, don't they?
Pyota Health and Performance again on board.
So that was a test again for you. If you want this seat, you got to do a lot better than that. So
yeah, Joe, you got it in front of you.
If you're joining us, thanks for coming in live. It's nice. A Monday night, not usually our preferred slot, but Easter Sunday, boys, we obviously all had plans. Very hard to get into the studio when you're Wogs Catholic on a Sunday, Easter Sunday. So good to be here. Go on, hammer me.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I'll
get tonight, the way that this has started, because of the way that we were pre-show, there's a lot of angst. Like, I'm really tense.
What?
I wanted to stop the conversation that was happening pre-show a lot earlier than what it stopped. I am fucking tense. That's all I'm going to say.
Usually we have a bit of a run-through in terms of actually what we're going to discuss. We've had none of that tonight.
The fact that Joe, before, just in that little break, goes, are you two all right?
Yeah. No, I had to, because I'm rattled.
Listen. The show is going to be fine. We support. Why are you laughing? Because we support a really, really, really good football team.
Yeah, we do. Before we get there, Jules?
No, don't bypass it.
We're going to get there. How was your Easter, Jules?
Pretty good, boys. I don't know, a good Friday pre-game. Just had everyone over my house, cooked a paella. I actually cooked it, and apparently it was the best one yet. So
you cooked it.
Move over, Belen.
Nah,
she'll probably listen to this part of the show as well. Nah, Victor's in the chat. He'll be able to approve it.
Victor, if you're there, just let us know. But
there was a few people on the actual day that said it. Had a few Negronis, beers, free game. So by the time we actually got to the game, a few of us were a bit...
You were.
Yeah.
By the time you left, you were fucking.
Yeah.
You were off.
It was easy viewing, wasn't it?
It was. You got some comments here from Davey on your German kit tonight.
You rate it.
Rates it highly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a few in the wardrobe.
Vintage. Jules, can I ask you something?
Davey also asked, why isn't Dan hosting tonight? And if you had heard the intro around how he tried to talk about our sponsor here. And who are we powered by? That's why he's not hosting.
Once again, Davey, Joe's just trying to dominate my life.
I don't actually have to do much.
Angel.
I don't have to do much to hold this seat at this point.
guys, step up. Guys listening, if you want to see me next week, I want to see yeses just consistently.
Can we do a vote? Can we do a voting system?
I couldn't care less. It's not happening.
Do a vote.
Dan, how was your Easter?
Really, really good.
Yeah, good?
Yeah, really good.
That's nice. That's nice. Yep. What'd you do?
I watched the best football team in the country play on Friday. And I was really content.
Yeah, yeah.
And then ate a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
And drank.
To the point where I'm probably sick of it.
And drank a lot.
You do get sick of it, by the end.
You do. Like,
this is just ridiculous.
Last night, I couldn't even speak to my wife.
Nah, you just feel like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you wake up like heavy. Is that the right way to describe it? Heavy?
Yeah. And like very lethargic, I felt today. I had a big dinner last night and I was like just on the couch all day.
Mm. And it's not even the chocolates. Mm. It's the...
We didn't even have chocolate this year. How's that?
No, but it's just food. So like we go to like my side and obviously then Lauren's side. And it's the fact that both families cook the same thing.
Yeah.
So you're eating the same thing twice. Double. You can reel off exactly the same thing for both people. So...
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the.
Before we go into Joe, because we know that we ask him every single week how his weekend was.
Yeah,
it was Belen's birthday on Saturday, so happy birthday again for Belen. She had a great day and night.
Happy birthday!
Yeah. Happy Jules birthday,
Jules is my partner. Just tilt your mic down a bit, Jules.
And Joe, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. That's the first week you've asked out of 120. So thank you. Without being prompted, it's good. Jules is actually in the box seat to replace me next week if we're going to have a different host. So
I don't care
good.
Enough.
No, that's good. That's good. You don't care enough. No, it was good. I actually didn't have a massive Easter Sunday. I had a dinner just with my nonna this year and a small group of us. So still a lot of food by the end of the night. But yeah, no Easter lunch.
My
just a dinner last night. So I definitely felt nice. Quite tired this morning. But I got up. At 2:30.
Didn't you play a fair bit of golf?
I did play a lot of golf, actually. Played Ivanhoe Friday morning before the game. Shit course, but you got to get out. And I played at, I went out to Lilydale Easter Sunday morning. Played Gardner's Run, which is a fantastic course. Like, really, really, really good. And played well. So I was happy. But got up at 2:30 this morning. Been up since about 6 after that. Had a little nap. Didn't take the chocolates, but 0-0. At the Etihad, you take that.
You know, that's like their first goalless game at the Etihad in quite a while.
Yeah, no, it's been
I'm talking
years.
Like a few years.
Yeah, 10 years. Yeah.
So
you take that. That needed to be the worst case scenario for Arsenal. So we just couldn't have lost. Took a point.
No, taking a run. Liverpool getting the win.
Yeah, but that's all right. We've got to play Brighton as well. Like, it's going to happen, and I'll be.
Can we talk about Carlton?
I know. It's all about Joe, isn't it?
It's not about Joe. It was actually more about you two.
No, I feel like food.
Yeah. I feel like if you spoke about Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we just touched it based on like one day.
Go for it.
No, I don't want to talk about
it. I host the show, but you can talk about whatever you want for as long as you want.
Yeah. I want to talk about Carlton.
I reckon we're getting very close to the end of this podcast with the way that
it will become a two-person podcast.
I'm so over it. Oh, yeah. Good luck. You don't even know how to work a fucking camera, let alone the microphone. Boys. Without any further ado, how's this? Yeah, let's get into it. All right, let's go with some Blues news then before we go in. Walshy, it was reported today by Chloe Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the track. At Icon Park, apparently, while she is in full training, no limitations.
Very positive.
I doubt he'll be selected for Gather Round, but it wouldn't surprise me if you see him in a couple of weeks, boys.
We're not like you won't rush him back.
Yeah, apparently, it wasn't contact training. Apparently, it was just more like kicking and handball drills and the like, and a few run throughs. But obviously, it's positive news. Obviously, being back on the track with the group as well. And I think in the next 2-3 weeks, I think our run sort of starts getting a bit more challenging. So I think he comes in at a relative good time, doesn't he?
How do you boys bring, given his injury and his history, how do you boys bring him in? How do you bring in a Sam Walsh, given the way we're playing at the moment? And how do you sort of blood him back in?
Do you want my honest opinion?
Honest. Given the injury and given everything.
I personally believe we don't need to play Sam Walsh on ball.
Yep.
And given his back injury, I don't see why risking him in and under with that sort of a load for the rest of the season is required. with the midfield that we've got. I spoke about Ollie Hollins last week. All right, he had a half decent game against North. But if you're looking at players that need to come out of this side, I look at that wing spot. I know Walsh can run all day. And if you're talking about not risking his back injury any further, would you rather him get more uncontested ball than contested for the rest of this season? Because I see in Sam Walsh, I see a potential winger that can run 15K a day like Ollie Hollins does, back and forth two-way, and can hit up targets inside 50. We know his ball usage is
It does make fantastic. Sense, given the fact that the reports were that he was struggling to bend down at one stage. Like, that's serious
so
stuff.
So this is what I'm saying. When you've got Cripper, Chera, yeah. Kennedy, Hewitt already that you can put on ball, and then you've got the likes of a Fogarty. Obviously, you can run Walsh through there if you need to, but a Fogarty that can go to a centre bounce as well, or a Cunningham if he plays. What's the point? What's the need? He'll still find his own footy out on a wing, I can promise you.
Yeah, I think you still get the best of him on ball.
Of course.
But yeah. You still get...
For me, I think we can ease him into it in terms of...
By doing what Joe says.
I don't think it's a wing. I think it's more of a half forward rolling up as a... You know, a fifth midfielder. That's what I see.
Do you want to mess with that half forward mix at the moment? Because it's working.
Not with the pressure that we're applying.
Because he's got to apply the pressure, right? Correct. So he's got to lay eight tackles a game like what Fogarty's doing.
I still think our half forward line is still questionable.
Hmm?
Yeah. Not because of defensive pressure, but because of our actual hitting up targets inside forward 50. I still think we need it. That's an area.
But would you sacrifice then the pressure to bring in what?
I'm not saying take out a Lockie Fogarty.
No.
So who you taking? Because Elijah Hollins is going to keep his spot after this week.
Yeah.
Fogarty's going to keep his spot. Mm-hmm. Jack Martin's got to come in. That's three. You got Jesse Motlop to come in.
Yeah.
So who else is coming in? How are you going to fit Walsh on a half forward line?
I think we know the name. Don't we?
Who?
Carroll.
Yeah, but hold on. That's not. He's a midfielder. He's playing out of a centre bounce at the moment. Talking
not
about the
not predominantly. Predominantly, it's Hewitt, Chera, and Cripps.
What game have I been watching? Has Carroll not been playing out of the midfield? Predominantly?
Predominantly?
Yeah.
Who's predominantly? Majority of the time, it's Hewitt, Chera, Cripps.
I don't know what game I've been watching this year, then. Carroll's been playing out of the midfield, bloke.
How many centre bounces are you attending?
Have a look.
Go look. That's how you know.
It's not just centre bounce. It's also stoppages around the ground.
Yeah, okay.
All right. But for me, if anyone's going to come out for a Walsh, it's Carroll.
I don't even know where I can find centre bounce attendances. Anyway, Dan, what are your thoughts on it while I try and find this?
No, I'll be honest, I half agree with you. I just don't see him going straight in the guts. Not with an injury like that. Not from what we heard. We actually don't even know how severe it was or is.
I mean, he's come back from the same injury.
I know, but it's a load thing, Jules. That's a lot of load. It takes out of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, correct. But the,
like from a running capacity.
Jack Carroll has attended in 2024, if this is centre bounces, which is, 2024 centre bounces.
Yeah, that would mean
42 centre bounces. And he's
he's
fourth on the list for Carlton.
Exactly.
He's a midfielder.
Yeah, but.
He's not a half forward. Right, so it's not. If we're talking about taking Jack Carroll out, then you're saying,
his split compared to Cripps, Chera, and Hewitt?
Yeah, of course, I understand.
So that's what I'm saying.
Even Kennedy would be similar.
Usually Walsh would have been one of those three.
He had 17 against North alone. 17 centre bounces against North alone.
Correct, but there would have been. So there would have been like 45 centre bounces.
You're saying you'd be comfortable bringing Walsh straight in and attending 17 centre bounces in his first game?
Yes, because I reckon that's below average.
17.
How many center bounces?
It doesn't matter.
How many center bounces would Walsh have participated in if he was playing?
I don't know. But at the end of the day,
probably all of them.
All we need to do is look at this.
But he's not fit, Jules.
Listen, I'll give you some.
We're talking about blooding him coming off the back.
Cripps has 26.
Only nine more.
Correct.
That's it. So, Walsh is going to. You're saying you want Walsh to bear the majority of the load at a center bounce?
He can go in 15, 16 times.
I think that's too much.
The North Melbourne game, the only reason why there was that many centre bounces because we kicked 21 goals.
Of course. But
How about the other games against Brisbane?
I understand, but we're also only just talking about centre bounces. There's stoppages around the ground. So if he's playing that role, he's got to attend the same amount of stoppages percentage-wise that Jack Carroll is attending. For me, personally...
Keep him out of the contest.
I'm saying keep him well away from it. Not 17 times in a game at centre bounce. No way.
I think 17... times is, look, I think personally, I don't see Walsh playing anywhere else predominantly once he is fully fit than other than the guts.
So would you rather just keep? Would you rather just keep him out longer?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because but this is what I was going to say.
I'd rather nurse him in, play the 15 or so in terms of his split as Carroll, because compared to Walsh, Carroll does less in terms of time on ball than what a Walsh would do normally compared to last year.
Of course, normally.
So he would be down. Percentage-wise, he would be down. So nurse him back into it until he's obviously at the fitness level and the confidence within his back.
I think we're actually saying the same thing, but I think the difference is...
No, of course you know.
You want to play him on the wing.
Jules yeah. the same
I don't want to play him on the wing.
Yeah, I think...
That's the difference.
I think I would eventually like to see him go back in and under, which is what we're both saying. But whether that's this season at all... is what I'm
questioning. No, the argument isn't that. The argument, that's you're both blooding him in the same way. You're not having him straight in the guts. You're having him off half forward.
Correct.
Joe's having him off on the wing.
Correct.
What the issue is that we went at 54% going inside 50.
Which is
that an issue?
That's very
well.
That's not an issue in my mind.
He's amazing.
I understand,
everyone's going to say it's against North.
I think the 54% looks good because it is North and a couple of the positions that they do have a bit of a flaw in their game is their key.
Yeah.
So I think the actual 54% is sort of flattering in a way because of that. And a lot of the goals that they did kick, and I'm not saying that, you know, it is because of that. I think North Melbourne defenders were under pressure. So the free kicks were free kicks. I think they were legitimate. But there were 9 goals from free kicks. Imagine if we played another team, I don't think there would have been 9 free kicks from scores. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. We went at 40 and 46% against Brisbane and Richmond, respectively. But 46 is still the average. So we've had either average or above average games.
I just think in terms of the amount of times we do go in side forward 50, where it should be a hit up mark and it's not taken or it's not hit up, I think that's an area of improvement. I think a Walsh, and if we can get the ball into the likes, I know it's sort of off conversation in terms of, you know, Martin coming back in, Elijah, sort of builds on his confidence and he had another terrific game. I think that's going to be another added layer in terms of our scores. That's all I'm trying to say. And I think Walsh will be able to help that in the short, medium term.
Fair enough. You?
I want to hear what you two thought, but I'd probably be more inclined to go with you.
On the outside?
Yeah.
Complete outside?
Yeah.
Uncontested?
Yeah.
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 Anyway, they're opinions and it's fine.
Purely because of the forward pressure taking out the likes
Fog.
You're saying not Fog, but taking out, because even Voss said in his presser, he was more impressed about the forward pressure of our smalls and what they were doing.
And I know.
Do you honestly,
he did say that.
Do you think Walsh will play on a wing?
Do you think he can utilize?
Do you think Walsh will play on a wing?
I think he can.
He can.
No, do you think Voss and the coaching staff will put him on a wing?
But why couldn't they?
I'm saying that
I'm asking the question.
But I'm
asking why couldn't they do that? Considering what we've listed, he's got running capacity. He can go both ways. He's kicking inside 50. He's kicking inside
50. Because I think he's reigning Gary Ayres medalist. Okay.
No, dude, but we know that. He's going to play on ball eventually.
He was a reigning Gary Ayres medalist without the back issue, Jules.
He did have a back issue.
No, but it hadn't flared up, bloke, for the year.
He recovered from a back issue and then had a season the way he did.
Jules.
Nah, I'm just saying, Jules, eventually he's going to play on ball, predominantly. I'm just saying that, do you stick him right in there straight away or do you nurse him in another way? You're saying off half forward. You're saying off.
I just can't see how you bring him in.
There's no way you bring him in the guts instantly.
No, I think we all agree on that. What we agree on. I just can't see how he fits on the half forward line when you got Owies that just kick 3, Durden kick 2, Motts is still going to come in, Martin's got to come in, you got Fogarty in good form, and you got Elijah in good nick. That's 6 players that for me are ahead of Walsh on a half forward line when it comes to pressure and when it comes to effectiveness of what we've seen already this season. Voss said it himself. Our game is built off turnover, and that turnover game is built off the half forwards pressing higher up the ground. We know that.
Do you keep him out longer? Do you keep him out longer until he's ready? But no, because he's more valuable to play in another round.
I don't think they would play him if he wasn't ready.
Cotters is the other one.
Different ball game in an under block.
I've just named 7 players.
No, I don't think if you can't bend over to pick up the footy, you shouldn't be playing footy.
Of course, but when it's repeated, it takes its toll as well.
Of course. We've banged on about
it. It's not like
this.
You can have him in, you're not going to play him in VFL, are you?
Then he doesn't play.
We've banged
that's
on
what I'm
it.
Saying. So would you rather that? Would you rather right, not
enough.
Play then?
Enough.
If you can't
enough.
Do it, he doesn't
I'm calling
play.
It. No, I'm calling it. We have banged on about this now for like 15 minutes. That's enough.
Well, they like
we've it. We've obviously got different opinions on it. I think we all agree that you can't just put him straight in the guts. It's not going to happen. How that happens, I'm not sure. I'd just be wrapped to see him back at the end of the day, to be honest. I think he makes us a better side regardless of what
the way I see it, watching come back and have 25, 30 touches.
Yeah, exactly.
He will.
Yeah.
He just knows how to
He's proven it.
It's just you don't want him out in another 8 weeks.
That's, yeah, correct. You, you want to make sure he
talks. You have 25 touches in game one, but then you're out 8 weeks later.
Majority of the time, when does he do these injuries?
Later in the year.
Well, the only one was the back injury that was later than a year, 2 years ago. But then in terms of the actual ankle energy, the syndesmosis was pre-season.
I'm not worried about
the ankle.
And then
back injury again.
I'm not worried about the ankle. The back flared up late in the season 2022 when he was in and under for the majority of that.
That's because we had no one.
Yeah.
We're running low.
Anyway, like I said, we've got an actual game to talk about, which I haven't spoken just yet. We spoke about it briefly in all that. But good Friday. It was a fucking great Friday is what it was, boys.
Great
it was.
Friday.
Yeah.
It was packed as well.
Yeah, and I've got some footage from the game of how easily we did, how much we beat them up.
But all is not as it seems. The big buck actually has hold of the dog, not the other way around. As Greg runs in, we realise this could get dangerous.
Let it go, Toms. Let's go.
That was like thereabouts.
Yep.
We're still stuck on the other argument.
I know. While that was going, we're still
going. We're too stubborn. We can't do that.
It's ridiculous. That's why I said let's move on. But we did genuinely beat up on a North Melbourne side that has shown a bit of spark this year at times. But we just kept them at arm's length all day, boys. And we honestly, I thought we didn't even get out of first gear.
Yeah. For me, that's the most impressive part. The fact that we actually didn't get out of second gear and we still beat them by 56 points. Kind of ridiculous in a way, I think.
Well, the final scores were North Melbourne 12-9-81, which I want to talk about as well. Remind me. Carlton 21-11-137. I struggle to remember how we put 21 goals on the board. I really do. Goal kickers, Fantasia, Elijah, Cripps, Akers, Carroll, Chera, Hewitt, one each. Durden with two, Owies with three, Kurnow with four. Mackay with five. That's 11 goal kickers on the day. The injuries out of the game, Marchbank with that head knock, unfortunately. And Charlie did an ankle no late, issue. But he was fine. He's fine.
Yeah, Voss said no issue with Charlie.
I don't know.
I'll start.
How did we get to 137 points?
Well, listen, do you guys see North Melbourne, from what you've seen, do you rate them better than what they were last year? Do you?
I think they're better.
Do you rate them better?
They are better.
Jules?
I've watched all three of their games and they're playing a lot better.
I think
they're not worse.
I don't think they're worse. I just think I wouldn't say their ball movement's better. I just think they're more willing to take the game on.
Right. Yeah,
that's what I think.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
So this time last year, they were in it.
They were
in it.
At halftime, yeah. They were.
So I looked at growth.
They might have been in front when they came out.
And at three-quarter time?
No.
Was it?
No, half-time.
I think half-time, sorry. They were either in front or they got in front quickly after.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So I look at growth of a year now, and apart from the first 5 minutes or whatever it was, that was youthful exuberance, as I was calling it, and a bit of help from the umpires. Honestly, boys, that from what Voss has said about consistency, from what Voss has said about adding a layer with our ball movement, like, it's just growth.
Yeah.
And you look at what we did. Like, we put them away.
Yeah.
And convincingly to the point where we didn't even know where all those goals were being kicked from.
Yeah. I mean, I think it sort of starts from pressure.
All right. That's the
You did that on purpose.
Yeah. That's the – what's it called? That's the signal. That's the signal.
So boys, yeah, like I said, I think it all starts from pressure. And I mean, I think the North Melbourne did kick a few early. I think they kicked, what, 3 goals to our one. And I think they're up by a couple of goals. But I think from, 10 minutes or so inside the first quarter, I think we really got our pressure game going. I think we actually got 26 tackles inside that first quarter. Inside that first quarter. And I think we had 76, I think.
For the game, yeah.
For the game?
We did.
Is it correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So that quarter, we actually brought it, and I think we brought it in, you know, that 20 minutes post the 10-minute mark. And for me, boys, the pressure rating is – the average is 180 across the AFL. There's only one quarter where we failed to meet it or go higher.
Huge.
And that's the first quarter against Brisbane.
Yeah, so we actually just had a slow start to the season.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, so – for me, boys, I know we spoke about the turnover game last couple of weeks, and that was still up in a big way. But for me, it's the pressure game that's still ticking along nicely, and we've gone on another level since the 2023 season.
Massively. And that's what I said before. But, boys, also, our stoppage work was unreal.
It was better.
Our centre back, it was better. Clearly identified for them that was probably their one wood in a way, their centre clearance work.
Yep.
And we... Our burst out of stoppage and those chains to get the ball inside 50 were unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a lot better
on Friday night. It really was.
It was a lot better.
Yeah,
it still wasn't our
most powerful.
It wasn't our most powerful source of scoring though. No, still we kicked 76 points off turnover and 55 from stoppage.
That's what I'm saying, with that dynamic ball movement now and the way in which we are scoring off turnover, there's another layer.
Well,
we
that look layer,
for another layer. Is that your plan B?
What that layer has added is an extra two goals overall.
In terms of per
game average.
And an unpredictability.
So, unpredictability. And it is a more sustainable brand. We know that. We've been waiting for this to come along. But the turnover game and transition is just, it's unbelievable to watch.
Yeah,
at the moment.
Just to put it into comparison, though, I've got some numbers here. So our average at the moment is 66 points from turnover over the course of the last three games. Last year, it was 42.9.
There you go.
Yeah, it's an extra three goals.
The stoppage last year was 36.9.
That's an extra. Hold on. Did you say 42 versus 66?
Yeah, that's from
an extra
turnover.
Four goals.
No, that's from turnover.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Extra four goals from turnover.
Stoppage, just the opposite.
It's one goal less.
Correct.
So we're actually a three goal better side.
By adding that layer in
transition. I'm sorry, we're going to win the flag.
Yeah.
The more I talk about this and the more that I see what's unfolding, the more I think that we're at least going to be there on the last day.
It's obviously a very small sample size, being three games. We didn't see it obviously in preseason, and nor did I. Well, I mean, we wanted to see it, but. We've seen it in three competitive games.
Yeah, that's right.
Correct. And we've done it against Brisbane.
Up in Brisbane, Richmond.
Okay. And obviously we saw what they did yesterday against Sydney.
And Sydney, for me, were the benchmark up until yesterday.
Correct. And obviously North Melbourne. But we've done it against a Richmond side who beat Sydney, and then obviously against Brisbane up in Brisbane as well. So,
It doesn't matter who you play. You're still going to bring it.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
That's right. Yeah. Everyone's saying, it's North Melbourne, but at the end of the day, you've got to get the job done. Because in the past, we were winning by 56 points, boys.
As a Carlton supporter, and we can all say this, we have watched premiership teams and dynasty teams across the years, and we've had to watch them, right? And they beat up on us for however many years. And they went on and won flags, like a Richmond, like a Hawthorn. And I remember watching when we played against those sides, going, they're not even trying.
Mm.
And they're doing it easy.
Effortless, yeah.
We can't even get close. I saw that. I got goosebumps saying this. I saw that in us against North Melbourne. I think for the first time with this group, we didn't get out of first gear.
I think in terms of the pressure as well, I think we sort of announced ourselves. I mean, I've been asking it for it. When are we just going to go, you know what? No, we're going to push yous over. We're going to be the boss today.
Yeah.
Whatever we say goes. And on Friday, that's exactly what it did. But we did it with ease. It wasn't even like a struggle. It wasn't a struggle at all. There was no struggle in the game other than those first 5-10 minutes, but it wasn't a struggle.
So that leads me on to this, because Jacob Wiedering coming back and Marchbank coming back are a big reason as to why that happened as well, because we're more assured down back.
Oh, yeah. We looked a lot more structured.
Definitely.
Yeah. Especially with Wieders.
Well, for sure. Mm. So my question is from Wieders coming in, Do you think he was at his best?
Nah, nowhere near it.
No, he's still going to ease into it. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So think about the potential of what we could do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's right. Do you understand what I'm trying to say with this? Yeah. Like, so Jacob Wiedering that's come back in and he's still not playing at his best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. Like, you still got Zach Williams. He's only three games in.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's still a bit of an evolution there in terms of the ball movement, you know, adding that extra layer. We sort of had, Lewis Young and a Kemp in first couple of games. Now they're out. Marchbank in for his first game. So even in terms of continuity, in terms of the back six, back seven, it's still got to get there. Like we had, you know, the last 8, 9, 10 games into the run into finals.
Yeah. I've really been looking at things I've been focusing on at the moment is ball movement and the way we're moving the ball. And we're looking for that kick quick in the corridor.
Yep.
And even if it doesn't work out, Jules, we said we go, we still like it because the intent's there. And you know that if it comes off, we're away. And the way we go at speed hurts teams. It really does. It hurts teams.
It does.
So, boys, I don't want to talk too early, but I'm fucking excited.
I'm happy to talk
How
now.
Can you not?
No, I'm happy to talk now because I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen the profile. The profile's there. We're scoring. Now, this is the only thing that I haven't seen just yet, which I'm – when you kick 137 points in a game, you're going to win more games often than not. But the one concern that I've had is we haven't conceded less than 80 this season.
Yeah.
But so we haven't. But that's what I'm trying to say to you about with Weeders coming in.
I know. And the back six. Yeah. That cohesion. That'll
let brew. That happen a little bit. Of course, everyone's talking about that with the 80 points.
But if it doesn't start to come to fruition now with the run of games that we've got against the opposition that we've got coming up, we could get punished. Is all I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah.
Like you got Freo.
Not when you got Harry kicking 5 and Charlie kicking 4.
I think our next 6 is something like Freo. I had a look at it today. Freo, Adelaide, here, GWS, St Kilda, Melbourne, Collingwood. Something like that. I think is the next 6.
Mm.
There's some good football teams in there. And when we get to the Melbourne Collingwood games in particular, even St Kilda with the way that they're transitioning ball off halfback this year, if we haven't tightened that up a lot. And I firmly believe that we're just naturally going to concede more because we're playing a transition game.
Yeah.
It's going to open up the game a little bit more. But to concede 80 against North, for me, that's where I would have thought we could probably keep them to 60. Because if we're not keeping them to 60, we're going to struggle to keep Melbourne to 60 or a Collingwood to 60 or a St Kilda to 60. That's all.
Yeah,
I'm not overly concerned
just because I'm just trying to think about what the coaching staff sort of have asked of them in terms of ball movement. Obviously, it's affected our scoring capacity, and I just think the shift has changed. Obviously,
but you're committing more numbers
the real emphasis, even when we went through that 6-7 game patch. Was the defense.
Mm.
Like not defense back 6, back 7, but our team defense. Yeah. Okay. Obviously, it's shifted a little bit to allow us to score more. Obviously, there's just going to be a little bit of an adjustment period.
Mm.
I think we're just seeing that in real time. And I think we'll see it over the next 4 or 5 weeks where we will have an adjustment where we probably won't be as free-flowing going forward. And we'll have a bit of an adjustment and look back the other way as well. You'll see it.
Listen, I just don't want to keep comparing to last year, but last year we won the first, what?
Three games and a draw. Yeah.
All right. But we weren't happy.
No, we're happy.
We weren't. But this year we're happy.
Yeah.
Like I think everyone is.
You can't not be.
I'm happy with the Brisbane performance after quarter time. The North Melbourne game. I'm reasonably happy with. Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah. The Richmond game, not so much in terms of performance, but I think we don't know how Richmond are.
Well, after what I saw yesterday, they can bring it.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Right.
And that's the thing.
It. Yeah.
No Lynch for them, though, now.
That's massive. Lynch and Bolton.
And Bolton.
I know. Yeah. So they could hit it.
Let's hope so.
Which we don't mind.
We've got a couple in the chat. Reece Miller, who is going to be Jules' future brother-in-law, no doubt. He says, how much to alter a flight itinerary in September?
You got it wrong, mate.
He's coming back as the grand final is going to be played, I think, from your wedding. He'll be going and contacting the agent now.
Yeah.
If your sister Steph's listening, Steph, Reece is coming back a lot earlier than that, I can tell you. And Gabrielle, Brini.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Gab.
She says, hello from your only London fan. You know what, Gab? We are global. So you're probably not. Right? Now, just to break this up a bit, if you are watching, we've got a few watching, only 18 likes. If you haven't liked yet, like a video, subscribe to Blue Abroad. And if you're listening on Spotify, give us 5 stars, hit that follow, or on Apple Podcasts as well, leave us a review. Let's break this up a bit. So we had this doppelganger thing the other week that we did. We've had one more that got sent through this week by my cousin, Corey, who I've spoken about a lot on this podcast. I do want to get Corey on one day. He's got no idea about football, but it'll be good value. Yeah.
He comes every so often. He comes to a game.
He's a real supporter. No, he's a Carlton supporter. He's been a Carlton supporter for life. But he sent this one through. He was watching Ray, the Italian Fox channel. Yeah, with his nonny. And he was watching some game show. And this bloke popped up. And yeah, it's bang on, to be fair, is it not?
Yeah.
You did participate in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, didn't you? Did you not?
I did a long time
ago.
Have
you stopped doing the Mo now because of that?
No, I've still got the Mo. I've just got a little bit of extra beard.
It's like barely.
No, this just needs a trim. I just haven't trimmed.
So you're still sticking with the Mo?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's your identity.
Well, my nonno had a Mo.
Yeah.
It fits. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, it is my identity, is it not?
Well, yeah.
How long have I had a Mo for now?
It's been since you were like 10.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. One thing I was very impressed with that we didn't see during the game, but it was footage that came out once I watched the replay and it was floating around on socials. Fourth quarter, we're up by 40, and this is Vossi.
They got the win, but they weren't really the top playing their best footy. Yeah. No, without a doubt.
Almost disappointed.
Standards.
In what he was saying.
Standards.
That is a very, very, very good sign of a club with a good culture.
It's standards.
Yeah.
Boys.
Yeah. For me, it's standards. And obviously he just wants to partake that onto the actual players that are actually on the field in that given moment. And I think if that's the person that's leading our football club, and he's doing that, I'm very happy, boys.
It shows you that a win against North Melbourne isn't the end game.
Yeah.
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 Plain and simple.
Yeah.
It's about putting in that four
quarters. There's a bigger picture. There's a bigger picture in the home and away season, and there's a bigger picture in what they want to do. And he's broken that. He's actually broken the season up like that.
Yeah. You know?
He goes, we want to be the most consistent home and away team first, and then finals we'll talk about that.
I mean, they broke up the first couple of games and then waiting to get into the bye and so on. So obviously that's been a message.
Yeah, correct.
That's been a message, obviously, the whole way through. But another thing that I'm sort of interested in terms of culture, because you mentioned it, Joe, Coleman Jones.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good point. Yep.
Now, obviously, I'm pretty sure he ruptured his Achilles.
Yep.
Oh, yes. This is good. Yeah.
Yeah, he ruptured his Achilles. Now, I don't want to have a dig.
What
I just identified.
That's very good from
you. Yeah, he's had good sleep. That's why he's better.
Yeah. Go. No, I like where you're going to go with this.
I don't want to have a dig at North Melbourne, but for me, it's not a good look when none of your players actually go past him and just give him a bit of respect and common courtesy to say, you know, you'll be all right. You know,
camaraderie.
A bit of camaraderie on the way through. But there were four or five Carlton boys that actually went over and just gave him a bit of a tap. For me, I felt I'm obviously in terms of the playing, the performance, but I think off field in terms of the way we're actually running the club. And there's another thing as well. Who did we run past, Joe, after the game?
Ah, Prez.
Prez. Now, I don't know, but I don't think I would have seen too many presidents outside. Not mingling because he was
fat. No, but he was in amongst it.
Yeah,
he was not mingling. Not mingling in terms of like it wasn't a social thing.
No.
But he was walking. I think he was going to a bar or a restaurant post game.
Wherever
he was going. But he was mingling, discussing things with fans, socializing. You know, but whatever he was doing.
If you didn't know he was a president,
you would
know. You'd look at him as just another.
You would know.
Identify how important we are.
You wouldn't know. But it was like as if he was just a normal person.
Yep.
He just wanted to get to his good friends.
All right, so all I'm saying is we are
he had a lot of time for a lot of people.
Yeah,
we are in a very, very good place at the moment.
We are.
And it's because of everyone, but particularly obviously the Prez.
Yep.
Good, Jules. Don't mind that. Might clip that for Instagram this week. Star of the show.
Now, you've clipped him quite a few times this week, actually. The last few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. A couple of them have been because you've just been complete ass. Not because of your opinions.
I'm all ass.
You know what it is, though? Jules is utilizing the notepad.
He is. Hey, and you can apologize to me as well. I bought these for you. And you go, I'm never going to use it. You've used it every week.
To be honest, I've probably used it for school too.
Do you?
The thing is,
do you?
I've got a notepad. Not for this.
No, I've got a notepad for school.
Yeah. But I actually don't utilize it. I write it down and then I just know.
So you are utilizing it.
Yeah, but not on the actual show.
Like
doing an English exam, bloke.
At the show. During the show.
You're not looking at it.
I actually don't look at it. Unless there's a number.
You're accessing your short-term memory by writing it down.
Correct.
That's right.
Correct.
Any listeners out there?
Out of spite.
Yep. I've actually sold.
Out of spite. Fuck off.
He agreed.
Yeah.
You don't use it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't use it on purpose.
Dan's probably the one person that would actually go buy another one and use that
one. Yeah,
100%. That's very true. Some more footage from the game, which I didn't mind this from Raz. Yeah, stick it up.
We spoke about culture.
Bit of arrogance goes a long way. I don't mind it.
Well, it's not arrogance.
The supporter's giving it to him. Yeah, but
so
you know what?
Give it back.
That's right. Because you know where you're at as a football club.
Well, how's this?
Get some swagger back. It's good.
Well, how's this? So I was walking to my car after the game. North supporter comes up, goes, umpires gave you the game.
Did they forget that they gave the first three goals of the game?
No, but then I go, does that? I go, yeah, I said that. I go, and then does that undo a 56-point margin?
No.
And she just stayed quiet.
But also, go watch the game. Unbiased. The free kicks are there.
Yeah, in front of goal. Correct.
And it's because, and we say this all the time, you've got Charlie Curnow, two-time Collingwood medalist, and Harry Mackay, who we're going to talk about in a minute, in the career best. I honestly think Harry could be the best player in the comp right now in terms of his effectiveness.
I was going to discuss something in terms of his output.
Hold on. You've got those two there.
Charlie.
Against Toby Pink and Callum Dawson, who
correct.
Have barely played a game together. Of course, they're going to give away free kicks. Yeah. They're panicking. Like, go watch the panic on these defenders' eyes as soon as the ball comes in and they're one out.
Like, their first year
You're not going to win the... They know they're not going to win the contest, so they're grabbing them. Of course they're grabbing them. Mm. Whatever. They can suck all they want. They're just shit.
And my prince, my boss left halfway through the third quarter and he had enough.
Oh, well.
There you go.
Go home.
He didn't have a good Friday.
How's this?
We didn't go. We never went early.
We did.
Nah?
Nah, last year we did.
When?
The Brisbane game. We all left.
When was that?
Early on.
If you can't remember, it didn't happen.
I don't remember it either.
I'm telling you, boys, we left.
But was I there?
The one time we left. It's the only time we've left. All of us. All 10 of us went, we're done.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Early in the season.
Erased that.
I've erased a lot of that season from my memory, but I remember that.
Well, that part of the season.
Anyway, leave early.
So we're going individual players now?
Well, I just want to talk about Harry, to be honest, because I think he's the only one to really speak about from that game as an individual. We can talk about Elijah as well. But Harry, first. He is honestly, what can Jeremy Cameron do that Harry Mackay is not doing at the moment? Because he's the benchmark for a key forward, right? In terms of the all-round game from an opposition.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jeremy Cameron actually went into the ruck.
Yeah.
To be honest,
he's doing everything.
For me, I was driving on the way here and I'm thinking about, obviously, the game in terms of its entirety. But I'm also looking at and thinking about individual performances, not only against North, but across the season. And I'm just thinking, Harry Mackay, surely, if you just took the three games, surely he's in Brownlow conversation.
Yeah,
you'd have to.
Yes or no?
You have to be getting votes.
He'd have to have eight votes.
Because he's all over the ground.
Correct.
Yeah.
And he's probably averaging almost 20 touches and kicking.
I think it's like 16 disposals, 17 disposals.
Yeah. And kicking what? 3-4 goals a game.
He's kicked 11 goals too for the season.
Plus the rest that he's doing.
But like we said before, are you surprised?
No.
No.
Not with the out. No, that's right.
No.
He's just now confident. There's the confidence there. Like his set shot is now a joke.
It's the most reliable set shot I've ever seen.
The other thing is as well, is ridiculous. He missed one early. Okay. But his reaction, again, after it, whatever.
It was from a tight angle. Though,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I know, I remember.
Yeah.
It was from the boundary.
Yeah. But then after that, still went back again. Same routine.
There is a confidence around him at the moment and what he's doing that, like you said, if he misses, he just knows next one he'll nail.
Yeah.
And like everything else that he's doing around the ground, we've spoken about.
He's always done that.
Correct.
He hasn't dropped.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's in the ruck, but it's his set shot now.
I'd like to see the amount.
It's like me with a 9-iron. Oh.
Maybe me.
All right.
Maybe me.
I'd like to.
He was in his 5-iron like yesterday, but I'll tell you after. It's the most pure golf shot I've ever hit in my life, coach.
I'd like to see his scoring shots total for 3 games, an average compared to last season in terms of how many shots he's actually had in comparison.
It's probably around the same, to be fair.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know,
he's just nailing his set shots.
Yeah, the only difference is he's nailing his set shot, boys.
Yeah. Which, coming into the season, knowing what he did in the offseason and how much he spoke about the work that he was doing in the offseason to overcome that, I'm not surprised.
I still don't think he's getting recognized enough by the broader AFL community.
No, he's not, but they won't.
I think they're waiting for him to fail.
Correct.
But they won't. Yeah, they want him to fail. Yeah. They want him to fail. So they can say, I told you so.
That's right.
Like, yeah. He had a little
That's
peak.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why, how's this?
That's why you don't watch mainstream media. That's why you come here. Yeah,
and he probably will go through a little bit of a rough patch. Okay.
Well, naturally.
Naturally.
Of course. Okay.
But teams will look to play two on him.
But
they're going to look to play two on him. And guess what happens when you play two on him?
Charlie kicks eight.
And so good luck.
We're drinking out of the cup.
Good luck. Good luck. Honestly, opposition defenders, they've got the hardest job in the world coming up against us this year.
Especially when you got Jack Martin going.
we've still got layers to add to this side. Yeah. Motlop. Yeah. Good luck.
Scary, man.
Good luck. I'm telling you, if this isn't it, I don't know what is. Because I haven't felt like this about our football club ever.
My only concern.
Ever. I'm just so optimistic. There's no. I don't see anything wrong.
The only
top
concern.
Top to bottom. Off field. On field. Culture. Joe, it's all there.
The only concern I have, and I will stick by this, is our depth down back as a key back. Like key back.
Yeah, of course. If Weeders
because for Weeders, without yeah. Weeders is probably the most important player in our side, I reckon.
Yeah,
he is. He is.
No, he is. 100% he is.
And it's evident with him being gone those last two games.
It's all our key position players, though. It's Wietering, it's Harry, it's Charlie. If one of them go down, it throws everything into disarray.
You can say that amongst like a lot of different teams.
Yeah, of course.
Pretty much every single team, you can say if they're missing two of their players. Like you look at Melbourne without May when they had that rough patch a couple of years ago. He was missing 2-3 games. They lost all of them. Mm. So,
all right, Elijah.
Take it away, Jules.
Well, I hate to say I told you so.
So hold on. Can I say
yes
so?
Or no?
Hold on. Say
because during the game, did Joe say, oh, no, nah, he's had a. Like,
hold on. Up until.
Did you not say that?
When did I say it?
Thank you.
I'll be the adjudicator.
Yeah, because I'm going to lose it.
When Joe made the comment, he was on about. Maybe 9 to 11 touches.
It was before 3-quarter time. Yeah. I said that.
And then he exploded. Just went nuts. He exploded. No, honestly,
no,
it was. It was
his,
9 to 11 touches.
Was his biggest quarter.
At like 3-quarter time.
I'm looking at when he got his stats.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, his last
it's
quarter
not
was
going to tell you when he got his touches. Blow,
his last, it can. His last quarter was his biggest quarter, Jules. It was genuinely was. And before that, he was fumbly. He was. You can't say he wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, as when you made the comment,
it took him some time to get into it. Once he got into it, fuck.
Yeah, he was fine.
He was unreal. You could argue a little bit of junk time, but that's fine. Like, if he continues with that form that as he finished and he starts the next game that way, no problem with Elijah.
I just don't think this conversation
when
about
did,
him
when did you
to
say
be
it?
An argument.
When did you say it?
Before 3-quarter time. It would have been what? Halfway through third quarter.
It was halfway through third quarter. He was on like 11.
He got 8 touches in the third quarter.
Yeah. All right. So halfway through the third quarter. What was he on before that, Jules?
What was he on at halftime?
What did he get? What 6. Did he get?
Yeah, there you
exactly
go.
Exactly right. All right. Yeah. So
he had like 8 touches. I remember he had 8 to something touches when Joe made the comment, and then he just exploded. And Jules was just giving it to him. But in your defense, he was clean. He kicked the goal. He created that link between midfield forward connection that we're looking for. He stays in the side.
He's got to do it week in, week out.
He stays in the side.
It's a sample of one game.
Do you know how many tackles he had?
Yeah, he had a few. He did have a few tackles. Hey,
he had five tackles.
This is what we're talking about. That's fine. If he keeps bringing that off the half forward, no problem.
In the fourth quarter.
How many tackles did he have in the fourth?
Do you know how many scoring
how many tackles,
you know,
how many
you
times did he have in the fourth? Do you know how many, you get those stats too. Go on.
Do you know how many score involvements he had?
Was it
eight.
Six?
Eight.
Bang.
How many in the fourth, Jules?
I'll check now.
No, nah, I want all his fourth because his fourth quarter was massive.
Fourth and halfway through third.
Yeah, so his fourth quarter was massive. I know that. But regardless, he was always going to take anyway. Time to come into the game. It did. And once he found his footing and once he found his groove, that's that missing. It could be that missing link.
Yeah, he had polish.
Come on, Jules.
How many score involvements in what? The fourth?
Well, just what are his fourth quarter stats? Just
give me.
Yeah, I'm looking for score involvements.
All right, this is bad. This is bad YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, move on.
Davey said, I love you, Joe, but you never give Jules his flowers. That's because Jules sits on the fence.
No, he changes. He changes the opinion.
He covers all bases.
How did I change it?
Not now, but I'm saying later, if Elijah has shit, then you'll be like, I knew I want him out.
We're taking the piss. Relax. 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 Cool off a bit.
I tell the truth even when I lie.
EG.
How was it when Elijah wasn't having the best game? Yeah. I turn to Jules and I go, oh, yeah, but Jules wanted him all season. He goes, I never said that. And then by the end of the game, he goes, told you so.
Yeah.
That did happen, did it not? Did that happen? It did. 100% that happened. Yeah. All right. Let's.
I had big raps on him preseason.
You did, but you changed it halfway through.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. It's because you looked at him on eight touches.
Have you got any more to say about the game before we go into votes?
No, I want to give Hewitt another match.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Because
yeah.
I think Georgie Hewitt kicked the goal. I think he's a big reason that we got going in the middle as well. Apart from Cripper.
I think Chez as well, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But Chez has 17 touches.
Yeah, but I think
Hewitt had 20
when goal block. I actually like the quality of Chez's touches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go back and watch.
Go back and watch it.
Some of the ball use.
I've seen
there was
it.
A kick inside 50 that was Dart. A bullet.
He hit Harry. For me, Chera and Hewitt, they were good early on when there was still a little bit of heat on the game.
Correct. But do you not feel like Hewitt's that guy that gets us going? I feel like that. When he was at his best, even, 2 years ago, he was the guy that would get it going.
Yeah. Yeah, when he first
Seriously,
came
when
in.
When he first when came he first in, came and then in, he had yeah. that Patra who's out cause yeah. with his injury. But he got us going.
He was sort of always there to get us out of
Correct.
Trouble.
Yeah.
In and under.
So he sort of found that a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, well, he needs continuity. He had a terrible season with injury and whatnot last year. Mm. So you get continuity. No, it's good. And we didn't have Hewitt in the votes. We actually all had the same votes. So, I think it was pretty easy, to be honest. The only one we haven't really spoken about is Cripper in this.
No,
so we
you
all
annoy had, me a little bit as well.
We had Charlie for one.
No, you annoy
Cripper
me a little bit as well.
And Harry for three. Huh?
Because... if we're talking about then the Kangaroos game and you're talking about Ollie Hollins' disposal being poor.
I didn't say it was poor in the Kangaroos game.
No, but you're saying it's poor in general. So it do is. You drop Ollie Hollins then next week? Because your argument was that he's poor in disposal, but he went at 85%.
Yeah, that's fine. But
you can't say that blow.
But I feel like Joe has like a...
No, you know what it is?
A thing
listeners
I don't have anything against
listeners
it. I don't,
supporting.
I don't.
We don't get supported by listeners.
They do. They actually support you more than me. I cop it in the comments every
they
week.
Are?
Yeah, I really do.
Oh, that's good. Thanks.
Right. I don't have a thing against Ollie. I just see that he's a young kid that has a couple of flaws in his game, and one of them is ball use. You can't say it's not.
But like Elijah, you can't drop him off the Kangaroos game. Can you drop Ollie?
Are we going into? Oh no, we're not going into nights yet, are we?
No, we're not.
Would you drop him off the game against the Kangaroos?
If Walsh, Martin, and Motlop are coming in, yes, because he still has to be one of those three that make way at this point. I think there are plenty of other players ahead of him for the season. That's it. You've got to be critical here if we're going to win a flag. Boys,
Jules, what do you think?
I could name. Are we going into ins and outs or not?
No, we're doing votes.
We've worn him down today. I love it.
Genuinely have. Like, this has been. This has
you know
been
what you
fun.
Need?
I'm sleep well
you
tonight.
Need a big nap.
Yeah,
well you're going home and you're just hitting the
I actually napped today and I still feel really tired after. And we're not even
how
done
long was,
here.
How long was your nap?
Why weren't you in my Dan, not happy Dan?
How long was
right?
your
Votes.
Nap? How long was your nap?
Votes.
We're the same.
Charlie one, Cripper two, Harry three.
Correct.
Talk about Charlie, talk about Cripps.
How long was your nap?
You talk about Charlie, you talk about Cripps. Go.
How long was your nap?
Go. Otherwise, I'm moving on.
Charlie. Yes. I mean, Charlie does what Charlie does, yeah? Like, he just bops up, kicks four, whatever. Doesn't really matter. True or not?
He does.
He does. Like, honestly.
Yeah, he does.
And then, I mean, Cripps, what did he have? He had like 28 goal, 9 contested possessions.
He had 9 score involvements.
Yeah.
He had 15 contested possessions.
9 clearances.
He had 9 clearances, 6 center clearances. Yeah.
5 tackles, 5 inside 50s.
Yeah. If you're talking about a Brownlow,
so
is he not?
I'm sorry, but
is he not off the base of the last three games?
Hold Cripps to a very high standard because he's that sort of a player, but he is in career best form to start this season. Go look at his numbers.
He just hasn't been kicking goals.
I know those first 3 games to start the Brownlow year was ridiculous, but if he added goals, it's the same form. Same form line.
Yeah, correct.
He had 21 contested possessions against Richmond.
Then it's not the same form.
Right. No, but you're still talking about him. You're still talking about him. There's still conversation with Cripper.
There's the votes leaderboard. We've got Fogarty.
He's been through the show.
5, 1 vote. Tom Conning, 4 votes.
This show goes quicker.
Charlie Curnow, 7 votes. You reckon it's gone quicker? We've already got an hour. We've got a full preview to do. We're going to be here for
an hour already.
Cripper, 2nd on 18 votes. And Harry out in the lead early on in our MVP with 23 votes.
Livy.
Yeah. Thank God, because I'd rather listen to Livy right now.
Hey everyone, it's Livy with Livy's Last Words, and this is what I thought about the game. Well, let's just start off, that was a good Friday. A very, very good Friday. But I do have to say, the umpires were probably on our side. I mean, we only got 6 goals from them, but that's okay. Like, that's fine. I mean, I think they were pretty fair calls, to be honest. I think the North Melbourne supporters were just a bit of a sore losers, but that's okay. We played amazing. Like, Mackay, 5 goals. That's mind-blowing for Mackay. I would never believe that Mackay would kick 5 goals. Absolutely amazing. Charlie Kerner kicking 4 goals, even more amazing. The 2 Coleman medalists. It's literally going to be a draw. Like, the Coleman medal. Like, what? It's going to be so good. But anyways, it was so good to see Elijah Hollands playing and getting his first goal. The Dutch brothers are very amazing. I'm very excited to see them play. It'll be just absolutely incredible. But anyways, overall, our playing was just amazing. Pressure on the ball was amazing. Our defence, it was okay, but yet again, our forward pressure was so good. North Melbourne could not kick the ball without us disposing it or intercepting it or marking it off them. Like, they could not do it. Like, we were just so good. Like, Cripper had an incredible game. Hewitt had an incredible game. You know, De Koning was absolutely amazing. He dominated the ruck. He literally dominated. Like, North Melbourne ruck could not even compare to freaking De Koning. But I really want to see Jesse Motlop play, so I hope he gets better so I can see Jesse Motlop play. But special shout out to Owies this game. He always is just absolutely amazing. Brings so much hype to the game, and I just want a special shout out to Owies. It was a bit sad seeing Zach Fisher not playing for us, but it's okay. I hope he's enjoying his time at North Melbourne. It was good to see Cripper and him swapping the jersey. That was very good. Now, I'm just saying that Colton are going to win the grand final this year. Or even get into the grand final. But, like, they're definitely premiership favourites. I'm just saying. Like, I feel like it's going to be GWS versus Colton. Like, we're just so good. But anyways, this is what I thought about the game. The Good Friday game. Anyways, go the Blues!
Yeah, another good one from Livy. Good, she's actually getting a lot of love in the comments. Livy, how old's Livy? Jimmy asks.
13.
13.
To paint a picture for you all, just while Livy was doing her bit, somehow Petrescu Seaton got dropped.
Yeah, well, in this discussion.
In our discussion.
Because we're talking about Zach Fisher.
Yeah.
And we saw Zach Fisher for what he was on the weekend against us.
Correct.
Yeah. You can have as many junk possessions as you want. I was never a fan, and good luck to him at North, but I'm glad that we don't have to deal with that anymore.
He doesn't fit this
It's nothing against Zach.
Well, it's just the evolution of our list, is it not?
It's just not. His game didn't quite fit with what we're trying to do. That's all. So hopefully he flourishes at North off the halfback. Now, before we get into the preview, if you're watching, I'm going to put the call out right now. We've got about...
All Blues fans.
We've got...
Or non-Blues fans, doesn't matter.
Whoever.
Family, friends.
If you're watching right now live, if you're watching right now live, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple during the week, whatever it is, we don't do this often where we try and spruik this
Never.
And pump this up. I don't think I've ever done this.
No, we try to go word of mouth, like organic.
Right. But we are about 50 followers away from 5,000
Massive.
On Instagram.
For us.
Okay, which is big. I didn't think we'd get 50, to be honest. No.
If you get us 5,000. There, Joe will get you a...
A slab
of Ferrari ring.
Yeah. Or the newest Kona.
Oh, yeah, get him a car. No. So.
Jules love me today.
This is all I'm going to say because we've never done this.
Never.
We've got 50 to go. You're watching right now, if you're listening and you haven't followed us on Instagram, please. Please.
Get us there.
I'm trying so hard, but please help us. Go follow us at Almost Blues Brothers on Instagram. If we get to 5K before the end of the night, I might take my pants off. You know what? I will. I'll do the last 5 minutes in my jocks. I'll check it. If you get us to 5K by the end of the night, I'll do it.
I'll see what it does.
Yeah, keep
boys.
Track.
Yeah, keep it on there. I'll keep
All track. Right. Now, we've got a preview to do.
Oh, this will be funny. Would you actually do
I will do. I will take my pants off. Jocks on, but I'll take my pants off. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we've got to preview this game.
Yes.
Gather around. I'm going.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
I'm. Well, we've got a 30th.
Yeah, you've got a birthday.
Yeah, we can't.
But so. I'm going with my dad and his dad.
Go on.
Do we actually? It's climbing.
I'm going with my dad and your dad. You are.
Yeah. Is anyone else going?
Fly in Saturday morning, 6:30. Fly out, 8:50.
I'll be honest. I'm genuinely spewing that I can't make it.
It's going to be an unbelievable day.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially after we get the chocolate.
Jimmy R was the follower on the Instagram. He just said we got one.
Good man.
Thank you very much, man.
Instagram, go follow us. Okay. Freo, we just spoke about this briefly while Libby was going through her thing. How do you see them at the moment?
I mean, I just brought it up and they're almost like a one-to-one ratio in terms of kick and handball. So, and obviously you see that in terms of the amount of possessions they get, but you also see it in terms of their ball movement. They don't really do much with it. And I think if we can get our hands on the ball, I think we can actually put a decent amount of score on the scoreboard.
What were the stats that you were reeling off from the Adelaide game around disposals? And
look, I have to get it up.
Scoring opportunity.
I think they had from...
Like in terms of like their efficiency inside 50, because they get a lot of the football, but they don't do a lot with it.
I mean, they have I think it was one of the games, can't remember if it was against Adelaide, but it was definitely one of the games. They had like 160 handballs and 205 kicks or something like that.
It's almost one-to-one.
It's almost one-to-one.
Their pressure rating is high though. Like against, you watch the Adelaide game.
But
like,
of course the pressure rating is going to be high when you're handballing the ball that much because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Keeps it in tight.
Yeah.
He's right. Good analysis. I watched the Freo Adelaide game and I was, I couldn't understand it, to be honest, because they dominated
Freo?
Them. Yeah, they dominated them, but they didn't really put them away until late. And it was so low scoring that I was just going, I don't really understand how this game is at
It
this
was
point.
A poor game to watch.
It wasn't
actually
great.
A really poor game to watch.
Now, Freo, they have kept teams to low scores so far this year. They're undefeated. So you got to give them their dues, right? They're 3-0, just like we are. And they keep teams to low scores. I just don't think they've come up against a team that can move the ball like we do so far.
Yeah, they're at 53%.
They came up against Brisbane.
They come up against Brisbane. But
hold on, Brisbane are 0-3.
No, I know
like,
that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, all right, we beat them up at the Gabba, sure, and it was great at the time, but if you look at it retrospectively, they've started 0-3.
I look at it, and I look at their midfield once again, and I look at Luke Jackson's having a year up so far. So I think TDK is going to have a big task, personally. Mm-hmm. And I think our midfield, once again, is going to have to just cut them at where they're good at. And then I think we'll be fine.
Their efficiency inside 50 across three games, 50, 53, and 60.
Yeah. I saw that. I actually saw that.
So they have a lot of shots on goal. No. Maybe. Well, they do.
Well, per inside 50, yeah.
They have a lot of shots on goal, but they're obviously just not hitting the scoreboard. So whether that be set shot efficiency or just...
Like, are you threatened by their...
We should have a jar when whenever we actually say a word that's, you know,
you'll fill that up in a week, Jules.
Listen, I'll tell you something. I'll break it down like this. Does their midfield stack up better than ours?
I think at the moment, yeah, with the likes of Sarong, Brayshaw, Fife going back through there.
Like, can we get on top of them, though?
Luke Jackson's probably the most informed ruck in the comp.
Yes, but we're not scoring goals just through our stoppage work.
That's
now.
My point. Is right? I'm not concerned if we don't get our hands on it at the source because we've got a second layer now.
Correct.
And I back our system in to punish them off turnover.
Now, the other thing I say is, does their forward line scare you? With a Jai Amos, this is what I'm trying to say to you.
No, I don't think that's
so. Do we stack up well with their forward line?
Yeah,
correct.
Defensively, I think we
for me, good. I think.
Okay. But that's how I look at it.
I know it's fair.
I think this is a game where we sort of need to get our stoppage game going. Reason being, because if they get their hands on the footy, the ball's probably not going to bounce around anywhere for them to get the ball outside, so then we can actually punish off turnover, if that makes sense.
I was saying to you before,
beat them at that at their game.
We have to.
Which is their stoppage work at the moment.
We have to.
Anyway.
I'm not saying, I don't think we will, just because of our profile at the moment. How we're scoring.
Don't underestimate us.
No, we could turn it on.
Because I think Voss will play a lot, put a lot more emphasis in there.
We could absolutely turn it on and bring back that stoppage game, no doubt in my mind. I just think our profile at the moment, it just wouldn't surprise me if we lost the clearances game.
Marchie out, big loss.
Nah, Kemp comes in. I think Kemp was all right.
Jules?
Kemp next to Weeders, I've got no issue with.
We're climbing, boys.
Are we? Marchie out.
Yeah, we are.
Climbing? Yeah, Marchie out. Obviously, it's a big loss. I mean, he was a bit nervous, obviously, early on, and I think he'll get better with, obviously, continuity. But I think Kemp can cover and cover well. So I'm not. I'm just obviously more happy that it's. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that. It's a bad comment.
Go.
No, go.
No, obviously, you prefer. I want Wiedering to stay in the side. Like, I think he's obviously the more one to miss. So,
I
feel bad for Marchbank, but obviously, if it was one or the two, you want Wiedering to be available.
But
so.
You want them to start to develop continuity. This is the thing.
Real Talks has said, it's not a bad game to lose Marchie free. I don't have that many elite tools, which is true.
Yeah.
So, we don't really need to be as tall. I think Kemp coming in is probably at the right time. And Adam here has actually asked a decent question. If it's a possession game, and stoppage is what you're talking about that you want to see. You know where I'm going with this.
To get on top of it.
You know where I'm going with this or not?
Ask the question, then I'll know.
Okay. It just looked like you nodded as if you knew where I was going to go. If it's a stoppage game that we want to get going, does Pitto come in?
By all reports, he had a very good game in the VFL.
He did have a good game.
No shit. He'll dominate the VFL every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sandra Sully with the late news there.
Hey, this show's gone to different. You said angsty. It's been flying around different directions today.
But like, would you bring Pitto in?
I'm gonna say no.
I don't see it happening.
I'm gonna say no.
I don't see it happening.
I think Pitto had 25 touches in the VFL.
Yeah, but he's gonna dominate.
Of course. But the point is, for me, what's changed around the ball that isn't allowing us to play the same stoppage game? We've got one ruck. We didn't do that last year. We had two rucks all year and we've lost Walsh. That's it. I look at Pitto as probably the biggest factor in that to go, there's no big body in there. That's just a pure tap ruckman. TDK's not doing it at the moment. Around the ground, he's been brilliant. No problem with how he's going around the ground. Yeah. But
I think
TDK and Harry, like that cohesion's not there to win. I mean, win stoppage.
I could be wrong, but I did see that it actually went over the scoreboard in terms of hitouts and hitouts to advantage or hitouts just in general. And he halved them. It was even. He was even
TDK.
With Sherry.
But Pitto would win that.
Yeah, for sure.
For me, this is what I'm saying. If you want first possession at a stoppage, I look at that and I go, if that's the way we want to go, I think Pitto should come in. But I'm not valuing that. I think we keep rolling with what we've got.
I think that's
and I think the transition game is gonna
I think you still I think you I can do. Still win your center clearance work and your stoppage work with TDK in there without Pitto.
You can. This week?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think there's been enough.
I think you can.
Jackson, I think you can.
I just think overall in terms of season.
TDK's proving himself week to week.
I think he'll build. to be honest.
He's proving himself week to week.
I'm not disagreeing with that. Yep. I'm saying this week, I don't think the way that this midfield unit is now made up with the one ruck and Harry, I don't think they've played enough together to be able to get on top of Freo.
I just think we needed to put emphasis on our turnover game because I think history has shown us that you can't win the whole thing.
No, that's it.
You don't have a turnover game, correct. And your turnover game isn't your main source in terms of scoring.
We shut. That was last year. It was evident.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to shift that for one game.
Okay, so then what are the ins and outs then? So Marchbank out for Kemp. Kemp comes in.
Yep. I think that's probably it.
And then it doesn't sound like Martin or Motlop are actually going to be...
Martin's going to need another week, I think.
No, I think they might have a couple of weeks still.
Even Martin?
Yeah.
I thought Martin was not this week after.
No, he aggravated a calf. Or
no.
No, he did.
Hamstring.
Yeah. I think that's a couple of weeks. So... No, well, hold on. I knew it was a soft tissue.
No, not you. I'm saying in general with the injury.
Joe thinks every time we have a conversation, we're targeting
tonight, you. Especially because you have targeted me all night, to be fair.
Sensitivity.
Fuck me. All right. So Jesus. It's just Marchbank out for Kemp in. That's what we're saying.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
What else is going to happen? What else would you do?
Go on.
No, I was going to piss Jules off. Elijah out.
Jules.
No, I think you're going unchanged. Unless there's an injury that pops up during the week. All right, predictions.
Carlton by 25.
Carlton by 30.
I say Carlton by 40. I've got this feeling that we are going to fucking steamroll them for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like...
4+ goals.
What you spoke about before with the blocks, I feel like this is the first game that they're targeting to go, we need to be full steam ahead from this point forward. I think we're just going to blitz them. I generally think
like it all comes together.
Yeah. It could be a very, very special night in Adelaide.
Yeah. I still think we're building, to be honest with you.
Of course we are. Yeah. But I think this next game.
That's what I'm saying.
No, we won't
halfway through the year, we'll hit us.
We won't hit our peak until even later in the year. But I think this will be the first that we see in this block of games that are now coming up. We've got harder opposition where they know they've got to be on their game. And we're just going to see another little layer added on top. I'm telling you.
But do you reckon that's tactically or do you reckon that's more just emphasis on like values in terms of application?
No, that's application, but in terms of like getting through the season in those blocks that we're talking about. This is the start of that next 6 weeks. That's a test. This next 6 weeks is a test. This is where we faltered last year. We're 3-0 essentially.
How many do you think you'd be content with winning out of the next 6 games, boys?
How many I'd be content with winning?
Yeah, out of the next 6.
Do you not say all of them?
No.
Obviously, I'm just... Yeah,
4 of the next 6.
Yeah, cool.
4 out of the next 6 for me.
All right, so we've got Freo... I'll tell you. Freo in Adelaide. Win. Adelaide here. Win. GWS here. For me,
that could be the one.
Right. Geelong at the MCG.
Win. Seen enough against them as well.
Collingwood at the MCG.
Is Geelong at the G?
Yeah,
win.
Collingwood at the G. Melbourne at the G.
Yeah, and out of the Collingwood Melbourne flip a coin. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
GWS is the iffy.
Four and two.
Four and two.
Yeah, I'd say 4-2. I'd be content with. But I think we've got the capacity to win them all, to be fair.
I think we have more. I think we have more than the capacity to win them all. From what I've seen.
Are we done?
What's the minute?
Keep calm. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3. 9, 10.
Not happy, Jen!
About that.
I've been looking forward to this.
What, they're not happy?
I don't know what it is.
You know it?
Nah.
Oh, you like this segment?
Yeah, of course.
How good?
So I don't know what ridiculous thing you've come up with now.
I don't come up with them. It happens. I don't understand how this shit happens in my life, but it does. I'm actually not even an angry person.
You reckon I am? Lauren, if you're in the comments, this is your time.
You reckon I'm angry?
Hey, Lauren, if you're watching live, this is the time to get in the live chat. Get in the live chat. Go.
You reckon I'm an angry person?
Wow. I'm going to wait to see Lauren Chicha pop up in this live chat. Go.
It's not Lauren Pjobson.
She hasn't changed on YouTube.
Huh?
It still comes up as Lauren Chicha.
I'll have a word for her.
That should not happen down next week.
I had conversations if it's not changed before the kid, there'll be words.
Hurry up. Let's go.
Anyway, so I think I'm not an angry person, but when this shit happens, I have to be. So don't read it. Stay in your lane.
He's got notes for his not happy
dad. Yeah, because I forget him. All right. You like hot cross buns?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Do you like hot cross buns?
Especially the chocolate. Especially the chocolate ones, yeah.
Beautiful. Leads into perfectly, because so do I. I don't like normal hot cross buns. I like the chocolate ones.
And you like put them in the...
In the oven.
In the oven a bit.
And I put Nutella on them.
Oh, even better.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Friday... What? Anyway, Friday...
See how much fluff has been in this episode? Just bullshit. Go.
Go with someone else then,
we're just giving what the people want.
Yeah, go. I like fluff. It. I actually do like it, too, man. Go.
No, you...
He's not even talking into the mic anymore. He's done.
I feel he lost it. Anyway, listen. So, I'm
giving you your time.
All right. Friday morning's meant to be for hot cross buns. Yes. Is it not like a tradition? You get that on Good Friday. Is that right? Yeah.
For me, it's like every day.
All right. You're different. I was buzzing for the chocolate ones. We normally go Baker's Delight. They have, don't even worry about it. Just keeps going. My wife decides to go to a different place because I don't even know the name. I deleted it from my brain. I can't even say it. I don't want to say it.
You know the name. Where did she go?
Well, listen. No, it was an Instagram place.
Yeah, what was the name?
All good in pictures, is that?
What was the name?
Don't know. Anyway.
You know why he doesn't name him? He told me this once. And this is true.
No, it's not.
This is true.
What, because we get arrested?
No. He goes, arrested. He goes, I don't want to name him just in case they want to become a sponsor. Like we're that big.
No, we barely have a sponsor now.
Yeah. Anyway, so we go there. The place opens at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Do you think if you're advertising hot cross buns, you got them going all day? Yes or no?
Yeah.
I get there at 8:30. Lauren and I line up. No more chocolate hot cross buns left.
Yeah. Okay.
At half an hour after it's opened, bloke, are you joking? Well, you don't see that bad?
It's Good Friday, to be fair.
Do you know what? So we line up there? No, Jules, come on. Baker's Delight's got... What, you don't like it?
I think... What
so,
other...
if you lined up there, we didn't line up for half an hour. I got half an hour late.
What other options?
Is it a hot cross bun place, though?
Yes.
What, are they specialize in it?
Specialize. They went on
no
there.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. They closed from like... a month.
You know
onwards.
What?
No, they had... They you know had what? The chocolate ones they ran out. Then they to had these fair. Vegan ones. And they... And they had the other hot cross bun ones.
Yeah, okay.
And they ran out.
What time do they close?
If that was you, you wouldn't be angry.
What time do they close?
Bloke, 1 o'clock. They had a line going. Yeah. And they'd said, no more chocolate hot cross buns. She goes, do you want a chocolate croissant instead?
And you don't want that.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, you want a hot cross bun.
Correct. Have I not got a right to be angry at that, Jules?
Adam has said,
bloke, Adam has half an hour.
Adam has said, shop earlier. I think I agree.
because you know what, Adam? I would have got there at 8 o'clock. I would have had to wait in line for half an hour and I still would have missed out.
No, if you had got there at 8, no problem.
No people lining up.
Is there a reason why he couldn't get there at 8?
Exactly. So get there earlier.
Is there a reason why he couldn't get there at 8?
Yeah. 7:30.
No. It wasn't.
So?
No, this is wrong. You're turning it on me. It's wrong. I have a right to be angry at the fact that a place advertising that they specialize
in
hot cross
buns.
Yeah, and hold on. Excuse me.
Coburg.
Excuse me. They had hot cross buns when you got there.
Yeah, I know. But have them going on through the whole day.
They had some left.
When do they... No, can I ask you a question? Bakery places.
Baker's Delight, yeah.
When do they usually make all their stuff?
He goes, don't know.
But yes, you do know.
He goes, wait till this happens to you. He just threatened me.
Yes, what you do know.
Yeah, in the morning.
Morning or overnight.
Yeah, but you know what they did?
They don't continue it.
No,
they
but
just
Baker's
have the
Delight.
And that's it. Done.
Mate, no, wrong. Because Baker's
it's
Delight.
Not wrong. That's what happens.
Baker's Delight didn't have any. And they go, wait 5 minutes, sir. We're going to have more coming
through.
All
right, but you go on to a
and do they get more?
Instagram joint. They don't give a fuck.
You should make more.
They don't care.
You should make
you know what
more.
They did? You know what they did? They sucked you in. They got you in on Instagram.
Yeah, what did
through
you
your
buy?
Missus, correct. And she went, oh, this looks amazing. Let's go there on Good Friday. And you got there. And all they gave a fuck about was that you were there. And they got your money.
Hey, yeah. And then guess what? I went to Baker's Delight and got business there.
Paysan. What's the moral of the story?
Did you hold on? Wait. Did you still, yes or no? Did you still buy something from that store?
No. Lauren did.
Yeah.
I didn't.
All right.
She bought it for you.
She bought herself the other.
Yeah, right. So you still spent money at the store.
I didn't. They could have made more money. Moral of the story is be prepared, have more stock, you make more money. Simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
He's going to open up.
Because you know what? Because you know what, Joe? Because the people waiting in line of that joint would have left because they want chocolate hot cross buns. You know where they would have gone? Baker's Delight. And guess where? And then guess what Lauren said? Next year, guess where we're going?
Another Instagram place.
Yeah.
No.
Baker's Delight.
The one that we went to.
What, again?
No. Baker's Delight.
I've got a not happy Dan, but I've got to ask if you want to do this on air.
Which one?
You know what I'm talking about.
What, my coccyx?
No.
Oh.
Coccyx. No, I'm not going to talk about that.
Is my cock?
No.
What? No. No.
Do we leave that for 360 feedback?
When we get 5,000 followers.
No, we'll leave that for 360 feedback.
360 feedback.
All right, done. We'll do that then. Okay. We've got one, and it's a good
one. We've got a belter.
It's a belter, and it.
Well, you're gonna be angry at us, but then you'll laugh.
You'll be angry, but we're actually really angry. If I'm being honest,
what have I done?
No, we're actually fucking ropeable.
No, don't do it now.
No, we're ropeable though, are we not?
What have I done?
Yes or no? Yeah. For 360 feedback, no problem.
We can't die out.
What's it about? What's the general topic?
Yeah, that's right.
It's about footy.
You'll learn your fate.
Footy?
Yeah. This is a group one that we've already discussed.
A group? Like there's more than two of you.
We'll just say it's a change in behavior. He's already done.
I'm checking it.
Yeah, no.
I'm still involved.
The Instagram followers have dropped. That's it.
Yeah, you've done nothing for us, Joe.
No pants off today. No. All right, we are done. That was just complete fluff. Apparently, they like the fluff in the show, so happy to keep doing that.
Look where my mic is.
I feel like we're
on cruise control, me and Jules.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream tonight. This is not fun.
Where are we at?
With what?
Time.
An hour.
What about likes?
I don't know. Like the video. Listen, I'm done. I'm so out. Like, I'm done. I've switched off now mentally from this. I can't believe we're still recording.
I have another not happy. No, wait. Another not happy Dan. Can I do one more?
What are we? All right.
Listen, Jules. Scroll
one more time.
Yeah, here we go.
Keep calm. Count to 10. 1, 2. 3, 8, 9, 10.
Not happy, Jen.
What are we? Jules? What the fuck are we doing?
We didn't like the other one.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? You can finish this off because I know how much you two will like this. Not happy, Dan. Ready? The line before the game at the. There you go. The line to get in at the. At
hold on, Marvel. I don't care about the line. You know what? I'm not happy with. The dickheads that lined up.
There you go.
Sorry. The way it was set up, they fanned out. And those people that were in that massive line were only going to the outside lane of an 8-gate what's the thing called?
You guys told me
that there was 8 aisles to get into the gate.
The one I went through, there's one thing to go through.
Where'd you go?
And then you pan out. I can't remember what gate.
Listen,
it wasn't under gate seven, had
people fanning out. All you had to do was go around the line and go to the
4 or 5, and it was one line. Then you fan.
Yeah, I understand that. But these ones, the bigger gates, we're talking gate 7 at Marvel.
Like 7 things.
There's 7 turnstiles, 8 turnstiles. There was one line that was only taking that outside lane, and one line that was only taking that, and the middle aisles, the other 6 turnstiles, were empty.
Did anyone here listening?
This is ridiculous.
The calamity?
Yeah,
I just want to know: did anyone see any of the listeners?
They like this, apparently.
I don't know. For me, it gets worse like every
How's
year.
How's this,
bloke? This was bad though. This was going. This went out to like Spencer Street.
No, it was bad. It was bad. There was a line that long. It was. But no one Jerry. No one Jerry to go. Hold on, this can't be right. I just walked around the outside of the line. I went to the middle aisles and there was no one there.
Like he messaged me, he goes, just walk in the middle, you'll get in 5 minutes. So I was like, and then Danny and I walked in.
See, Jimmy said the same thing. I walked around and went straight in.
Yeah.
Dickheads, honestly. Yeah.
Well, not K4, great.
This is Melbourne. Oh, you know, I'm not going
to.
I'm not
getting there. Anyway.
I'm going there. This is Melbourne at the moment, though. Just rules. Oh, let's follow fucking rules. Like everyone would have gone,
standing in the way. You know what it is? It's not that.
I'll stand a lot. I can't skip.
It's called common sense.
Yeah, there's no common sense in Melbourne anymore. There's none.
Oh, we'll start that for a new podcast.
Well, apparently they like this fluff, which I half expected, to be honest, but we've never done it like this.
Not
this
like
is, this. This is another level.
This is genuine bullshit.
This is a joke.
If you want a show like this,
maybe there's room for it. Hey,
we could actually just pick certain things that are happening in Melbourne, and we could just pre-record it and then just
e.g. the educations.
Let's not go there because that's another hour. Listen, we've got 3 weeks together in Europe, and I will still be doing this podcast every week. If you boys
stop saying that, hate when you say that. Honestly,
like, if we're not as committed,
yeah, because every time we've said it, we've gone, we're doing it, Joe. I'm gonna have my laptop there anyway for work, but he's the one that's gonna be doing it. You know what? Just boycott it. Do
so
it.
So if I think about all the episodes, 120 episodes that we've done, all of them, there's literally one fucking constant.
Because we're me. Yeah, you know why?
I have not missed an episode. Not one.
Because
you have, because you cancel.
Pov? Yeah, Pov and I.
You cancel the episode.
Pov and I move the world for you.
That's
to
right.
Accommodate.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I agree with Jules massively.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jules, I feel that, man.
You move the world. So we're doing this on a Sunday night right now, are we?
Yeah.
Are we?
What's the effect to you?
It's Monday.
Can?
I know, but it's Easter, boy.
Did we not do Monday the other week for you?
Oh, okay. Do we not cancel an episode when you're sick?
Yeah, but hold on. We all accommodate. Don't say you only accommodate for me. That's rubbish.
Mostly, yeah.
All right. You know what? Now, they're throwing topics at us that they want us to talk
about. Like, can I see?
People driving, Jimmy asks, people driving in the right-hand lane 10 kilometers under the speed limit. That's an hour show right there. It actually is.
Gavin Whelan.
All right. Look, there could be some grounds for another show after all this. I think.
Look at Gavin Whelan.
What do you say? Melburnians love lines. They do.
Yeah.
They do. We're done.
Yeah.
No, we're done. This is the longest show we've ever done. I kind of want to keep talking, but
no, we're done.
All right, let's go.
Probably will keep talking. I'm going to be up early tomorrow.
Thank you to everyone that joined us live. If you're listening on Spotify, again, hit that 5 stars. Follow us. I'm out.
Go Blues.
Come on, Baggers.
Come.